What is up? What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And today I'm going to be doing my last NFL record prediction for the 2023 and 24 NFL season. It's been, these record predictions have been crazy. But obviously, guys, I'm doing this because I want to impress you guys. So yeah. But obviously, guys, today I'm gonna be doing the Cincinnati Kitty Cat Meow Bengals. And the Bengals are going into the season, there's a lot of excitement. Obviously going for this team, I'm very excited to see if Joe Burrow can finally take this team back to the Super Bowl. Obviously it hasn't, it's been a while since the Bengals were in the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, this offense is going, it's going to be very interesting to see how their offense looks. I love Cincinnati's defense. Now, the big question is still, how good is Cincinnati's offensive line going to be going into the season? Can they play better, and can they stay healthy? So we're going to have to find out. But anyways, guys, let's get right into my NFL record prediction for the Cincinnati Bengals. Starting week one, guys, the Bengals are going on the road, playing the Cleveland Browns. This is going to be a good matchup. You got Joe Burrow against Deshaun Watson. Both teams are pretty similar, Now it's going to be very interesting to see how both. I think this game could go either way, because both offensive lines really didn't do a lot of. Both offensive lines really didn't do a lot of positive things last season. But when I look at this game, it's gonna be a close one. But I will go with the Bengals, just because I just feel like Joe Burrow's gonna get things going in this one. It's gonna be a close game, but I just feel like Joe Burrow, he's gonna get things going, and find ways to confuse this Browns defense and put up points. But this should be a very interesting one. But give me the Bengals. All right, guys, week two, the Bengals are at home and they're playing the Baltimore Ravens. Interesting matchup right here, but I'm gonna go with the Bengals, and obviously this is something I said about the Baltimore Ravens record prediction. How good is Baltimore's defense gonna be? Because the Ravens defense last season was horrible, so I have a lot of expectations for this Ravens team, but I'm very excited. But look at Baltimore, they have a great offense. They paid Lamar Jackson. They signed Odell Beckham Jr. They got some pieces, but how good is their defense? They did lose Calais Campbell, that's a big loss right there. Calais Campbell, he is the rock of that defensive line, so it's going to be interesting, but give me the Bengals to win this one. All right, guys, week three, the Bengals are at home again, and they're playing the Los Angeles Rams. This game will be played on Monday Night Football. I'm taking the Bengals. I just don't have any faith in the Rams. I like Sean McVay. I think he's going to try his best to get this team on track. But the Rams, I have too many questions for them on both ends of the ball. First of all, you lost your best defender in your secondary in Jalen Ramsey, so your secondary is going to be totally exposed. Aaron Donald, he can't be your savior forever. Aaron Donald, he's getting much older, so everyone's going to have, everyone on this defense needs to show up. This offensive line is very, there's a lot of questions. We don't know how healthy Matthew Stafford's going to be, and how good is Cooper Kupp going to be, because he was dealing with some injury problems as well, so give me the Bengals to win this one. All right, guys, week four, the Bengals are going on the road to Nashville, Tennessee, to play the Tennessee Titans. I'm taking the Bengals. I'm taking Cincinnati. Tennessee, like I said before, I'm going to say it again. The Titans, they're just a lot of questions about them right now. No one knows who the starting quarterback is going to be. You got a very young and unproven wide receiving core. Your offensive line, I don't know how good it's going to be. Your entire defense, there's a lot of questions for your entire defense. Give me the Bengals to win this one. All right, guys, week five, the Bengals are going on the road again. They're going to the desert to play Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm taking the Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals. The Cardinals are a very young team. They're not even a young team. The Cardinals are, I'm sorry, Cardinals fans, but I'm going to say it. The Cardinals stink. You lost DeAndre Hopkins. Your offensive line is it's very obvious to say that the Cardinals are rebuilding. Your entire defense is very young. I got to go with the Bengals. All right, guys, week six, the Bengals are at home, and they're playing the Seattle Seahawks. Interesting matchup right here. The Seahawks made it to the playoffs last season. Geno Smith had a really good year last season. Got comeback player of the year. Got the comeback player of the year award, but that was last year. We're going into a new year now. The past isn't the past. Let's focus on the present. And now, Geno Smith, he got a contract, he got paid, and he's going to be playing with a much better offense that features DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, my guy Jackson Smith and Jigba. Even though there's a lot of talent on this wide receiving core, we all know if you don't have an offensive line, you ain't going to win the game. Your quarterback ain't going to do anything. The Seahawks offensive line is still pretty young. And this is going to be a big task for the Seahawks offensive line to trying to stop Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard, in this entire Bengals defensive line. This is a championship type defense. So this is going to be a big test for the Seahawks offensive line, And the Seahawks are still young, they're still learning, they're still improving. I'm taking the Bengals to win a close one. I think the Seahawks they should put up points, but the Seahawks they're not first of all, I'm not taking Geno Smith over Joe Burrow. That's for number one. Even though I was very impressed on how Geno played last season, I'm just not doing it. That's number one. And number two, the Bengals they're a much better team than the Seahawks. I'm sorry. I think both teams are very comparable in every which way. But I'm not taking Geno Smith over Joe Burrow. That's number one. And the Bengals are more experienced and they have more, they're more experienced. That's really where it comes down to. This is still a really young Seahawks team that's learning and improving. I'm taking the Bengals to win this one, but it should be a close game. So give me Cincinnati to win this one. All right, guys. Week seven, the Bengals got their bye week. After their bye week, they go into week eight. And the Bengals are going on the road to Levi's Stadium to play the San Francisco 49ers. It's going to be a... this is a fun matchup right here. You got two really good teams. You got two good defenses. You got two good offenses. You got two brilliant head coaches. But... who's going to be the quarterback for the 49ers? Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Sam Darnold? Who's it going to be? I don't know. Is it going to be Mr. Irrelevant himself? I don't know. I think this is going to be an interesting game. But I'm actually... You know what? I'm actually... Should I do it, guys? I'm going to do it. I think the 49ers... Will this be the Bengals' first loss? I'm going to actually go out and say... Yes! I'm going to say the 49ers give the Bengals their first ever loss. And here's why. I still have questions about Cincinnati's offensive line. I think San Francisco's defense have the capabilities to overcome this Bengals offensive line and get after Joe Burrow. You know, I feel like this 49ers defense as a whole is capable of stopping this Bengals entire offense. You know, and I think that's going to leave whoever the quarterback's going to be either. I'm assuming it's going to be Trey Lance and this offense in better positions to score points. And the 49ers are at home. They play really good at home. Give me the Niners to give the Bengals their first ever loss. So I'm going with the Niners. All right, guys. Week 9, the Bengals are at home and they're playing the Buffalo Bills. Playoff rematch. You know... Playoff rematch. The Bills are looking for revenge, you know. But here's my thing about a Buffalo. Can they stay healthy? That remains to be seen, you know. And look, I like Josh Allen, you know. But Josh Allen, he's not going to be able to do what he does, which is win games, if his offensive line can't show up. And if his wide receivers won't show up. Because in that playoff game was putrid. No one showed up. And yeah, I understand we can put all the blame on the play calling, but players did not show up for the Bills on both ends of the ball. You know, the Bills are gonna have to show up, you know, this season if they want to make the Super Bowl. Because, like I said before, I'm going to say it again. If Buffalo does not show up, Sean McDermott, he's getting fired. And I'm keeping that in mind. So, I'm assuming the Bills will stay healthy. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. I think it's going to be a close game. But I think the Bills this time, they'll show up. And they'll win a close one on the road in Cincy. I'm going to go with the Bills. Give me Buffalo. All right, guys. Week 10. The Bengals are at home again, and they're playing the Houston Texans. I'm taking the Bengals. The Texans are young. They're rebuilding. I do love where they're headed, though, but, you know, this is a very young team. Give me the Bengals to get the win. All right, guys. Week 11. The Bengals are going on the road to play the Baltimore Ravens. This game will be played on Thursday Night Football. Interesting matchup right here. But I think around this time of the season, you gotta expect improvement from your team. I think the Ravens improve on the defensive side of the ball. I think they get after Joe Burrow. I think they attack him. You know, I'm not even gonna say it's because of the defense. I think the Ravens offense gets going, you know, and I think they I think Lamar Jackson unpredictably brings this offense down every drive against a really good Bengals defense, you know, and Lamar Jackson just plays MVP type football. The Ravens win a close game. I'm going to say the Ravens split the series with the Bengals. I'm going with Baltimore. All right, guys, week 12, the Bengals are at home again, and they're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Good matchup right here. But I'm going to go with the Steelers. I'm not going to go with the Steelers. I think this is going to be a close one, you know, because whenever the Steelers play the Bengals, TJ Watt and this defense, they, for some reason, they always get after Joe Burrow. You know, this could be a close game, but this, you know, the Steelers are still, they're pretty young on the offensive side. The offensive line is still young and rebuilding. Kenny Pickett, he's still learning, but he's getting better. I think this is going to be an interesting game. I think both defenses are going to attack each other pretty well. But I think Joe Burrow edges out Kenny Pickett in this one. I'm going to say the Bengals offense finds a way to put up points, and the Steelers offense doesn't. It should still be a close. Well, they will, but it'll be a close game, you know, but give me Cincinnati. And plus the Bengals are at home, so give me the Bengals. All right, guys, week 13, the Bengals are going on the road to play the Jacksonville Jaguars in Duval. This game will be played on Monday Night Football. Good matchup right here. You know, the Jaguars had a really good season last year. Doug Peterson took this team all the way to the playoff, all the way to the AFC divisional round. You know, I did love what I saw from the Jaguars last season. I loved how you guys know I love defense. I loved how well the Jaguars defense improved and showed up. You know, and Trevor Lawrence, he is, you know, Doug Peterson, he's showing everyone that Trevor Lawrence can become a top-notch quarterback in this league. You know, and he has. You know, the Jaguars have a really good wide receiving core. But I'm still taking the Bengals, just because this is still a young Jaguars team. This should still be a close game, you know. But Jacksonville, they're still young, you know. So give me Cincinnati, but this should be a close one. All right, guys. Week 14, the Bengals are at home and they're playing the Indianapolis Colts. Taking the Bengals, you know, the Colts are young. Rebuilding, and let's hope that Anthony Richardson is the guy that the Colts have and wanted. You know, the Colts have been, one thing about the Colts is that they for some reason this franchise has struggled to find the right quarterback. Hopefully Anthony Richardson is the right quarterback. I did love what I saw from this kid in Florida. You know, so let's hope that this kid is the answer at the quarterback spot and the Colts can continue to build from the inside out. But I'm taking the Bengals to win this game. All right, guys, week 15, the Bengals are at home and they're playing the Minnesota Vikings. This game will be played on Saturday. You know, this is going to be a fun matchup. Both offenses are very good. You know, both offenses can put up points, but I'm still going to take the Bengals. Just because of one thing, and that's their defense. I just don't think the Vikings. I need to see what Minnesota's defense is going to look like. The Vikings' defense was horrendous. They did fire their defensive coordinator, but I still need to see, you know, I still need to see improvement from their defense. You know, it's going to be a close game, but give me the Bengals to win this one. All right, guys, week 16, the Bengals are going on the road to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game will also be played on Saturday. This time, I think the Steelers split the series. You know, it's in Pittsburgh. You know, I think the Steelers defense, they get after Joe Burrow. You know, I think Pittsburgh's offense finally, they get things going, and they finally, they get things going this time, finding ways to stop Trey Hendrickson and Sam Hubbard and this entire defense to get to putting too much pressure on Kenny Pickett. It's going to be a close game, but I'll take the Steelers to win this one to split the series with the Bengals. All right, guys, week 17, the Bengals are going on the road to play the Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship rematch. I'm taking the Bengals. I'm taking Cincinnati. I think the Bengals continue their streak of beating the Chiefs in the regular season. Give me Joe Burrow over Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be a close game. No, but I just feel like I'm just taking the Bengals just because for some reason the Bengals they always find a way to take down the Chiefs. So I'm going to say the Bengals do it again. It is an Arrowhead. It's not easy. Hopefully this game will be a Sunday night football game because this is going to be a fun one to watch. But give me the Bengals to win this game. Just because they always do it. So I'm going to say the Bengals do it again. And guys, last but not least, week 18. The Bengals, they're at home. They're playing the Cleveland Browns. Interesting matchup right here. The Bengals, they might sit their players out on this one. So I'm going to say the Browns get the win and the Browns split that series with the Bengals. And yeah, guys, that's how I see everything going down for the Bengals going. That's how I see everything going down for the Cincinnati Bengals in for the 2023 NFL season. My record prediction for the Bengals, I got Cincinnati going 12-5. I obviously got the Bengals winning the AFC North. But look, there's a lot of talent. Like I said before, there's a lot of talent in this division. So it's going to be very interesting to see how things end up in the AFC North. But that's how I see everything going down. And yeah, Bengals fans, let me know how you guys feel about my record prediction. And I'll get right back at you guys. And yeah, guys, that is it. Those are all of my NFL record predictions for the 2023 and 24 NFL season. Let me know how you guys felt about all my record predictions, and I'll get right back at you guys. And I'll also keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. So stay tuned for that. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.